Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled, Take Courage and Work.
A reading from the book of the prophet Haggai. In the second year of King Darius, on the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Tell this to the governor of Judah, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and to the high priest Joshua, son of Jehozadak, and to the remnant of the people. Who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? And how do you see it now? Does it not seem like nothing in your eyes? But now take courage, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and take courage, Joshua, high priest, son of Jehozadak, and take courage, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work. For I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. This is the pact that I made with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit continues in your midst. Do not fear. For thus says the Lord of hosts, one moment, yes, a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations, and the treasures of all the nations will come in. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. Mine is the silver and mine the gold, says the Lord of hosts. Greater will be the future glory of this house than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give you peace, says the Lord of hosts. The Word of God. As a theological virtue, hope is at once a gift and our activity. We grow in hope precisely by being hopeful, by acting hopefully. Hope must be exercised. These words from Michael Downey in his book, The Depths of God's Reach, came back to me as I reflected on the message I hear in the words of the prophet Haggai today, chapter 2, verses 1 to 9. The prophet speaks very inspirited words of encouragement from God to the governor, to the high priest, and to the people. Take courage, take courage, take courage, says the Lord, adding as he addresses the people, and work. God assures them they will not work alone, for as he says, I am with you, and my spirit continues in your midst. Do not fear, thus says the Lord of hosts. At a time of what feels like endless crises, we need the fortification of such enthusiastic spiritual support. I know that I was drawn to reflection on this first reading today precisely for that reason. The sense of spiritual support in the heartening repetition of the bracing words chanted in a kind of cheerleader fashion, take courage, combined with the realistic imperative, and work. Of all the crises facing us, I am especially conscious of global climate change. In addition to the particularly intense recent floods, droughts, wildfires, earthquakes, and hurricanes, we also have world religious leaders issuing first-ever, urgent, joint messages addressed to everyone about the cries of Mother Earth. Pope Francis himself writes the first-ever encyclical on care for our common home, Earth, addressed to every person living on this planet. As one of those people, the call to me could not be clearer to do something. I remember, hope must be exercised. But what could possibly be my work to do on this issue at what is obviously a critical moment? The answer, I think, for many, if not most of us, begins with some very basic inner work, the kind suggested in the phrase used by Francis, though originally coined, apparently, by Pope John Paul II, the work of ecological conversion, that of coming to see the world in a brand new way, recognizing and fully accepting the inherent interconnectedness between me, a human being, and the non-human beings in creation. This, what I would call breaking open of the heart, creates the essential, but often overlooked, foundation to all the other work. The prophet Haggai's message from God concerns the restoration of a destroyed temple. The task looked impossible to everyone, the governor, the high priest, the people. The prophet assures them all that it is not impossible, reminding them of God's promise to work with them. That is all they need for the courage to do their part of the work on an otherwise too formidable a project. Is it not the same for us?